Hello.
Hey Donald, it's Jerome. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing good, hanging in there. I just wanted to, I guess reach back out to you. You told me to catch back up with you in a few weeks, after your surgery. How are you feeling?
Oh, not bad. I'm still very tender, and they said it'd take, 3 or 4 weeks probably to start getting back to normal, but who knows?
Yeah, definitely take that time. I know it's hard to stay still for that long,
Oh
but
yeah, I'm a pretty active guy. I don't like sitting still, but what the hell? Also 68 years old, so what the hell? Father time knocking at my door. I don't like it.
No, I definitely get that. I do. But it's okay. We got to fight against it. Keep moving after you're healed for sure.
That's right. I'm gonna probably try to go there. I don't know if it'll be this weekend. I'll try to go there and see if I make sure I got the keys, because you ain't the only one that's got interest in your
Oh
keys.
yeah, I know. I remember we spoke last time. You had said there was a lot of interest in the property, but I mean, frankly, you were just like, I'm trying to avoid the BS and just get down to it. But it was after your surgery, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I really just wanted to stay on your radar, and reach back out like I said I would. I mean, if now's not the best time, I definitely can follow back up in I guess a week or so with you.
Yeah, let me make sure that I've got keys to get in there. Looking at the property isn't as important probably as I've expressed to you then, developing. I mean, the property obviously needs work, but developing, having two lot on each side, of course, certainly being able to fix the house if you didn't want to tear the house down and put four lots there. But anyway, it's all a matter of what somebody wants to do.
No, it definitely is. I mean, and I don't know if we had mentioned this last time. I mean, had you got offers, you were willing to accept it all, or?
No, but I think I probably could if I pushed it. I've had a couple offers over 300, and I'm not taking 300. I know the properties. That would mean you're buying the house for 100, and you've got a lot, two lots, 100 apiece. But I've talked to somebody that used to buy property. I may have told you this. I've talked to different people, but that buys property used to buy property for Ryan Homes, and they would make developments. And he knows a couple heavyweights that might be interested in purchasing that. And he thought, he's seen the property. He's a friend of mine, sort of. I've done some stuff for him, roof work stuff for him in the past. But anyway, he said that property and that location, you could probably put it. He said, I could write a contract to a couple of these guys I know as. See if they're willing to accept it in the 450 to 480 range, which kind of blew me away. I was like, that's a lot of money. And that was when I was in Maine. I spent summers up there. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I heard something buzz. But anyway, he said, when you get back, if you want, we can write a contract and see if they want to accept it somewhere in that range. But the other part of that is, if you do a contract, you kind of tie it up, while they investigate whether they can do it. Well, I've talked to the county, talked to one of, I can't remember his name. I've got it written down. When I was up in Maine a few months back, and he pulled it up and Googled it and looked at the zoning and all that, and he said, well, if you tear the house down, you put a 30-foot, you got to have a put 30-foot right of way in there to the two back lots, and you could have two lots in front, so you could have four lots. So, and you need 18,000 square feet and so much frontage, front to back and all that crap, and it meets all those requirements. So he said you could put four properties there, but you'd have to tear the house down. If you didn't tear the house down, you could put two, one on each side of the house, but you couldn't have, you know, access to the rear. So, you know, it's a trade-off. It's a stucco house. It's got good bones. It's kind of funky inside. It's kind of like a duplex. It's got a kitchen upstairs, and, you know, both the bathrooms are gutted. You know, so it is what it is. It's, and I've got some stuff there, not real valuable stuff, but some stone and stuff and some lumber that I need to move, and it's going to take a while. But it's all a matter of getting a contract and, you know, me having X amount of time to get it the hell out of there.
Yeah.
If I come to terms and do a contract. So, anyhow, it's, there's some, it's not one of those that's signed on the dotted line. And I, even one of the guys that offered me over 300, I know him. He doesn't live far from there. And he wanted to pay me that 300 plus, wasn't much over 300, and sign a contract before I went to Maine. And I said, no, I don't want anybody on the property until I get my stuff out and I'm getting ready to go to Maine. That was back in mid-May. And I'm not doing anything until I get back. And when I get back, you want to talk turkey? But he had gone down to the county. And he had found out the same information I just told you. He didn't tell me about four lots. He told me that, yes, it meets the requirements to have a lot on each side. That's why he was willing to pay that three plus. Wasn't much over three, but it was over three. 100 for the house, 100 for each lot. But anyway, I refused. So and he said, well, let's do a contract and I can start working just on my side. I don't want anybody on the property until I get my stuff out and get back. And we can, we'll do it without touching any of your stuff, you know. And just work on the lots. I could start doing that. I said, nope. I'm not selling it until I get my crap off of there. I do a contract. I get paid. And then it's all you know.
Yeah.
To whoever. So anyway.
And does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a process. But anyway.
It is. And I mean, I think anybody that's, you know.
Serious.
Yeah, serious can understand that, you know, and give the time that you need to get those things done, because that's first, you know what I mean?
Well, it is, and this is a little bit different situation. I mean, you know, some people have said, I get calls every day, some people have said, oh, you know, we can move everything out for you. Well, no, I have to do it systematically because there's crap that's no good, and there's some stuff that I want to keep. I just bought a place out in Elmont near Ashland, and it's got storage buildings, and I'm going to move some of it there. So I'm not going to be, and I understand y'all's position. You like to make a deal, boom, 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 move on. You'll facilitate. You'll pay all closing costs. I get all that. What I'm not going to be in my 68 years of life is, and I don't need the money, and I'm not acting, you know, like I'm a big dog, but I'm not going to be pushed around on it. I'm going to do it kind of on my terms, and I could be easy to get along with, but like I said, that other guy, we'll go ahead and close, you know, before you go, and I can start working on the lots. No, I'm not doing it that way. I'm going to get my stuff out. If I had a contract for a good price, and, you know, they said, okay, you got 3 months to get your crap moved, then I'd have to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, or it's negotiable. But on the other hand, I'm going back to Maine in latter part of May. I spend summer up there. So I'd like to try to do it over the winter. But we'll see what happens. We can keep the conversation going. But I'm not, you know, I've got about 5, 6, 7 people that want to look at it. Want to go inside, look at it, and look at property. But with this nasal operation, that wasn't my concern. My health was more of a concern than property and showing that property. Plus, keys were a little bit of an issue, but I think I have found the keys. So anyway, because I haven't been in that property for a long time.
Yeah, no, I definitely can understand that. I mean, I'm not trying to put the house before your health either, for, you know, and I hope that's noted, you know.
Well, I get that, but, you know, y'all are trying to do business, and, you know, you want to try to make a deal before I die. Hey, I get it. I bought and sold property. The one across the street, there's a little house across the street that I own, on that same house. And I had negotiated, this was back in about 2000, I had negotiated to buy the house, owner financing, with like, I don't know, I paid $62,500 for it. And I knew the lady, because I had the big house, the one you're talking about. I call that Big Dick's because it's a bigger house, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was living there at the time, and I had talked to her. She's a nice lady. I used to take her tomatoes out of my garden and stuff. Anyway, I had talked to her and her cousin about owner financing and putting this much down, and it was all set to go. I mean, I was, you know, almost, we were almost, I think we were supposed to sign, like, at the law office the next week. And damn if she didn't die.
Oh.
I was like, I'll be damned. Well, the good thing is I had, you know, already been in touch with the cousin. I mean, I had negotiated with him some. He was helping her because she was getting ready to possibly go to a nursing home. Anyway, about a couple of weeks later, he reached out and he said, well, we don't want to do the owner financing anymore, but if you still want to put that amount of money down, and we'll let you, you know, if you pay it off in a year, we'll finance it for a year. And he did it a year, no interest. So I had a year to, and I ended up paying it off in that year, and it was no interest. I didn't, like I say, I paid $62,500. I don't know. I was originally going to put out like 10 or 20 and then have like a 10-year mortgage with a 5-year balloon, but he didn't want to do that because he was now the recipient of it, and he wanted the cash and just get out of it and not carry a note.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the point of that is before somebody dies. So, yeah, that she died on it before I could. But I did end up getting the property. I just had to put out more money than I thought in a 12-month period. But I was able to buy it, same price, little different terms and no interest, so I was okay.
Oh yeah, no, that's still a good deal.
Yeah, bought a house from my aunt. I don't know, probably 20 years ago, and you know she was real skeptical of the owner finance crap and all. Well, her cousin, her daughter, my cousin, got involved, and they were fine with it, and she went along with it. Well, she died 2 years later, but my cousin allowed me to continue paying the note for the 10 years. I don't know. I think it was 15 years, but it updated off in that 15 years. But that was another one that I got in the door before she died. But the other first one I didn't, but the second one I did. Anyway, call me in a week. give me first of the week. Let me go and try to get my ass out there and make sure the keys work, and then we can arrange something.
Okay. All right. That's no problem. And when you mean first of the week, you mean Monday or the week after?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out. I may stop by there sometime this weekend, but I'm not trying to do a whole lot. I got a heavy head, and I'm still doing a nasal flush and all, and blood's coming out, and I'm like,
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, it's typical. It's typical. So, you know, it's just a healing process. Anyhow, all right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you as well, and we'll talk soon, for sure.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Hope you heal good. Talk to you later.
Thank you.